Hey guys, this is Evernus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for breaking your subby femboy with pleasure, specifically geared towards people who enjoy or seek out audios and content with non-consent. This is sort of like a triple aftercare special because there's an aftercare for in the character where like it turned out that, you know, the whole scenario was, you know, consensually discussed beforehand. And then there's the aftercare that I'm recording right now for you, and then there's the aftercare for people who struggle with the subject a little bit more. So I just think it's kind of funny. There's a lot to go through. I don't really think about these ahead of time, but I mean, I think about them, but I don't outline them. So I separated the in-character aftercare and affirmation because I understand that there are a lot of people for whom, like, that might snuff them out of the fantasy. When I do non-consent audios, a lot of the time there is no in-character aftercare because that's just not how I envision the story ending. If you're listening to the subway audio or like something like that, right? Like in my mind, like the integrity of the audio kind of relies on there not being an aftercare. And for this one, I thought it'd be nice to include it as an option, but I did want to leave the option if you wanted to participate in the fantasy of this being a in-universe like act of true non-consent, then I wanted to leave that option for people. What would we usually say here, right? If you've shown up to a non-consent audio aftercare before, you already know what I'm about to say, but, you know, I think it is always helpful to hear, which is, you know, if you enjoyed this audio, and you enjoyed the non-consent aspects of it, if you enjoyed listening to the struggling and the crying and all that stuff, then that's good. And you should be allowed to. And you should be allowed to enjoy it without feeling bad. I know it's, especially like with what a sensitive topic non-consent can be, it's easy to walk away feeling bad. Because, you know, I don't think people who show up to these are sociopaths who like legitimately want to hurt people, right? But again, you know, please take this as my consent. For you to have a good time with it without, you know, guilt-free, cage-free audios, as I sometimes like to say. I think there's a lot of stigma around the fetish, the kink, and I do think that, you know, if it's being explored and expressed safely and consensually between, like, adults with clear communication, then you should be allowed to have that, and I don't think anybody should be able to take that from you. So this is just kind of me out of character telling you that, you know, I made this for people who enjoy this kind of stuff. And I will say that the character in the audio does kind of get fucked unconscious. And he does also get a headache. That was a real headache. So I would, you know, again, audio, enjoy it. Please do enjoy it. My hope is that you enjoy it. But if you are participating in something like this with a partner in real life, I would heavily recommend that you properly discuss things like, what if I fuck you hard enough that you get a headache? Or, like, you know, like, if you're going to be rough with people, you know, safety is really the most important thing, right? Both physical and emotional. You know, like, the last thing I'm sure anybody wants is for a partner to get hurt. That's not something that people should actually want. You know, if that's a conversation that you have with the partner and you're like, you know what, if I get a headache, I'm fucking into that. That's my kink, you know, then that's great. But that's, you know, if it's not, that's something that I do believe really has to be respected. So And you deserve to have that respect too. Anyways. Yeah, again, I don't really have an outline for this. I think I covered most of what I wanted to talk about. Oh, that's right. Consent. Again, I say this every time. I'm not an expert in the topic, but I do think it warrants saying, right? In a real life scenario, consent is allowed to be revoked at any given time. Just because the character, you know, agreed to get fucked in the beginning does not mean that he's not allowed to revoke that consent later on. And just because he ends up enjoying it doesn't make it right to force that on somebody, you know? Like this is in a scenario where it wasn't like consensual, right? Sorry, I probably should have clarified. So like if it's truly consensual the whole time, right? There's like no use of safe word and there's like a clear discussion about it, then go crazy, right? But right, because for some of us that revocation of consent is part of the fantasy, is part of the kink. But I just think it's worth putting out there, just making sure people are aware that, you know, you are allowed to revoke your consent at any time. That goes both as a receiver and as a like quote unquote aggressor, I guess. So yeah, be safe, enjoy this stuff, you know, communicate clearly about it and enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.